Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, September the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 3.25 cents, December wheat down 3.5 cents, and November beans down 4.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 21 ticks, crude oil down 55 cents a barrel, Dow Jones up 25, the gold's up $11, silver up 32 cents. The Dow just kind of broke. We were actually higher last night and then broke it here. We've got the grains all under the 10-day moving averages. We've tried to rally this market a little bit here. We've had a couple of days of up. Looks like we're going to start the day lower. We'll see if somebody wants to come in and buy it here. We've got the report next Monday. I believe that the government's overstretching at a 175. Will they lower it? We have to wait to see. But, you know, we still have a big crop out here one way or the other. The weather has been, you know, virtually ideal for beans and corn outside. So we don't see any real problems in the forecast. Some warmer temperatures here today in the Midwest and tomorrow. And then we kind of cool off into next week a little bit. But certainly no major threats out there for the time being. No reason to think that this crop isn't big and, you know, we're going to harvest a big crop. The question comes in, how about the demand? Demand, I think, is going to be pretty strong for corn and beans out here. We're going to start hearing more and more talk about what the Brazilians are going to plant. My opinion, they're going to plant more corn and less beans. Most forecasters believe that the Brazilians are going to plant another 1% or 1.5% more beans this year. I really find that hard to believe considering the local prices. Down in Brazil, I think that there's a strong impetus to put corn on the ground down there. Argentina is going to be a little bit reluctant, I think, to plant soybeans with the government continuing on talking about leaving the export tax at 35%, no better than 30%. Doesn't give farmers much of an incentive to raise beans out there. So, you know, between it all, you know, I think if we can get through this harvest and digest this glut of grain that's coming in, we'll be okay. I keep hoping that we're going to have some kind of September rally in here through the 20th or 25th, get corn up to, you know, 340, 350, beans up to 10 bucks, somewhere in that range, and give us another opportunity to sell something out here. But the weather looks great, and we haven't seen any huge demand out here. No exports announced today. So that could put a little bit of a damper on things. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.